This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app.
Da 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 da. It's Neil Bortz, 405 Letter Rip Friday. Neil, great to have you aboard wherever you are. Always a pleasure. How's it going and what's up?
Well, I'd rather have a sharp stick poked in my eye right now.
Oh, wow.
Not than talk to you, but the way this week is going.
But you and me both, my friend. But boy, they're going to be yelling at us. These two old farts have had a rotten, miserable week. But you start, I'm going to stop talking. What happened to you?
Oh, you know, I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. I thought maybe you wanted to talk about it since you brought it up and everything, you know. Well, let's be happy. What do you want to talk about?
I had a little sign in the back of my car.
Yeah.
On the window.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it says, look, it says, I'm going 10 miles an hour. You don't need to be tailgating me. I'm going 10 miles an hour over the speed limit. And by the way, those stupid lights on the roof of your car look ridiculous.
And how's that working out for you?
It didn't work out well at all. I didn't have the same luck as that guy in Alabama.
Which guy was that again?
Well, an old guy, and the cops pulled him over.
Yeah.
Walked up to the window, said, you have any ID? And the old guy said, about what? They let him go.
They let him go, sure. It's all the famous one where, why you were speeding? So, yeah, my wife ran off with a cop, and I thought maybe you were driving up to bring her back.
I like that one, too. Or the time the guy is arguing with the cop and the cop looks over at his wife in the right seat and says, what did he just say? And she said, look, I know not to argue with him when he's drunk.
When he's on crack, you know.
Yeah. So,
Kimmer,
I personally mm-hmm. want to go grab some of these millennial dickheads.
Oh, I know.
On the Emory campus and elsewhere, and I just want to throttle them. Look, I know, and I'm the one that's preaching this all the time, mm-hmm. About the science of neurology that tells us it's without mm-hmm. a doubt that part of the human brain in which rational thought resides. Mm-hmm. And rational thinking abilities does not fully develop until you're 25 years old. Well, you and I have talked about this. I mean, why the hell won't rental car companies rent to somebody under the age of 20? Yeah. Because they don't think they're bright enough or have the thought processes necessary to drive a car.
Yeah. Too risky.
They get out on a college campus and wear these stupid damn Palestinian rags on their heads, mm-hmm. And they're demanding that the world listen to them. Like, everybody but us has got this wrong. We know what's going on. Listen to us. We have all the answers. And these little idiots, these useful idiots, have never even paid rent in their entire lives. They're living off mommy and daddy's money. They've never read a lease. They
have a budget.
They've never really had to fill out a job application, but they have all the answers about the Middle East. I mean, they were questioning a couple of these little hot bodies, these girls.
Yeah. Mostly women out there, by the way, and a majority of females are behind all of this showing up.
And the reporter says, well, What exactly did Israel do? And the girl says, I don't know. I and she looks at her friend and says, what did Israel do?
Yeah.
And the other girl says, well, I'm not really sure, but we're here protesting. And then one of them said, you know what? Maybe we need to be better educated. Well, that's a first damn smart thing.
Yeah, we need to learn a little something about the issue. I mean, my God.
You know, why do we pay attention to these idiots?
Well, again, it's a social media movement. They're swept up in this business, and I don't understand why they possibly think that Hamas. Now there are even divisions. There are LGBTQ for Hamas, and you know, lesbians for Hamas. I mean, oh my God, what are they thinking? They don't. They would not. Yeah, you fly over there and see how they welcome you to the fold.
Yeah, they kill you. They'll throw you off the top of a building. And I know. Did I tell you the Gulf of Tonkin story during the protest on the Vietnam War? I told you that, didn't I?
Review it again. The little people may not have heard that 3 minutes.
Well, they were. Occupying, they were on Capitol Hill, occupying Senate offices, going to Senate offices to demand that the Gulf of Tonkin resolution be withdrawn. And so one senator said, well, what exactly is the Gulf of Tonkin resolution? And this dit said, oh, I don't know. It's something about Gulf oil.
Gulf oil, yeah. It was a theoretical attack on American ships in the Gulf of Tonkin off the coast of Vietnam and Thailand and everything else that led to America saying, well, we really need to do something about this business. And that's what got us into the war, theoretically. And they're now saying it was all fake or it wasn't as legit as it should have been. Yes, sir.
Yeah. If Hamas and Hezbollah and the rest of these dirtbags organizations ever got real control over there, who would be the first people they got rid of? The idiots on these college campuses.
Yeah.
There'd be the first ones to go.
Yeah. The other thing, we made a point of this yesterday, and I keep coming
back to it.
I'm
yelling, I'm sorry.
No, you're doing great. Hell, you're not anywhere near as high decibel as I've been lately. My wife says for either. But here's what's killing me. Those college students, as active as they are, I mean, they're organized, they're showing up by the tens of thousands, they're shutting down things, they have programs, they have demands and everything else. They never listed anything like that for decades concerning saving people in Palestine or favoring Hamas until the issue became they could hate the Jews. In other words, over the years when Muslims were fighting Muslims and Arabs and Muslims were fighting and different divisions of the Houthis and the Thuthis or whatever the hell they are were all killing Muslims, gassing them with poison gas and stuff. None of these college students gave a damn until it became an issue involving Jews fighting back. Never said a word. And it's once the Jews got involved, that was it.
If history is full of people hating Jews, then they must have it right. And we need to get on this bandwagon.
Yeah. But these kids want to
count for something. They want to do something meaningful.
They're victims. They feel like they're victims and they want to stand up for, I don't know, but it makes them feel better or something.
They're not going to go out there and work for Habitat for Humanity. They're not going to do anything that can truly help their communities. They want something that's going to be flashy, that's going to get on the news. Look, Mommy, I'm on the news and I'm wearing one of these palace. What do they call those?
Kafafa rags or something. I don't remember.
Yeah, I'm wearing one of those. And they have no idea that if they were on the other side of this, they were over there in the Middle East and carrying on like this, they'd be killed.
Yeah, thrown off a building for fun.
Yeah.
Time after time. Yeah, tie their hands behind their back and throw them off a building and then bring them back up and throw them off again.
Yeah, especially if they're vegetarians.
Well, there you are.
Some people hate that word, but I think it's so descriptive.
I remember you bringing that up 40 years ago, I'll bet you.
You are what you eat, and that's exactly what these demonstrators are.
I'll tell you, it's unbelievable. I mean, they're misguided. And here we go. I mean, there's more and more and more. George Soros, we have a story in the news today. George Soros is paying those student radicals with his Students for Justice in Palestine, and his the other one is... Rockefeller Brothers. No, that's not it. Students for Justice in Palestine, and the group called U.S. Campaign for Palestinian Rights. He gives these people $3,000 to $4,000 for showing up to spend 8 hours a week organizing campaigns led by Palestinian organizations. They are trained to rise up and to revolution. He also gave $350,000 from the Rockefeller Brothers for the fund to help these students in their protesting, organized by branches of the George Soros-funded Students for Justice in Palestine.
Well, you know that George Soros really deep down harbors an intense hatred for the United States and is dedicated to the destruction of this company. And by the way, who do we have to blame for George? What's his Alvin Bragg? Is that his name?
Yeah,
Alvin?
Yeah, the DA.
Who? George Soros.
Yeah, that's right.
George Soros put him there. And how did he get elected? I'm going to get Trump. I'm no fan of Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. I'm less of a fan of Joe Biden. But we had a little Joe Biden incident down here.
Oh, really? Well, what happened?
Yeah. Well, some guy from New York.
Yeah.
God. Has his little summer vacation home on one of the Florida Keys. You go down this big gravel road and you get to his hovel. Anyway, his home. And so he's walking out of a supermarket and he sees a car there with a bumper sticker that says, "Let's go, Brandon." Well, you know, I have a different approach to this.
Okay.
I was riding my bicycle through a parking lot down here in Naples, and I saw a Democrat bumper sticker. And so I wheeled around. I came back. The guy was getting out of his car. I said, "Sir, I'm sorry. I hate to bother you like this, but you need to know that somebody is trying to make you look like a complete idiot by putting a Democrat bumper sticker on your car." And of course, he started yelling at me immediately, but I was pedaling like a madman getting out of there. But this guy, he decides, and I truly did that, and I loved it, and my wife got mad at me, but this guy decided to key the car because it had a "Let's Go, Brandon" bumper sticker on it.
Oh, boy. Well, that's a problem there.
Well, he got caught on camera.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yep. So that night, late that afternoon, the sheriff's department, and it's all on body cam videos, they show up and they arrest him. Why are you arresting me?
Vandalism?
Because of what you did to this guy's car. And his wife is out there, and she's really ticked off at him for being such a jerk. She must not be from New York. I mean, but anyway, how soon can I get out? Well, that'll be up to the judge. You won't be able to see him till 11 o'clock tomorrow. Well, why can't I just post about? And the cop says, "Look, sir, you're charged with a felony."
Felony?
What? Yeah, his jaw dropped down to his navel. Felony? You did. It's going to cost over $6,000 to repaint that car. You did over $6,000 in damage. This is a felony. It is punishable by years in jail. And all of a sudden, this New Yorker realized what a numbnuts he really is.
Wow.
And I love it.
Yeah. Oh, mercy. Oh, that's not good.
Well, you have Florida experience.
Oh, I do.
You know, we love the snowbirds to come down here and spend
the frog heads, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the frogs are on the East Coast. Yeah. But anyway, we love that, but good Lord, do we love to... It's like the swallows coming back to Capistrano. Do we love to see the car carriers coming back to Naples in the spring so these people can load up their yellow New York license plates and get the hell out of here?
Yeah, I always used to get a kick out of these. It was like a line of white Lincoln Continental Town cars coming down from New York on I-75 South, because all the folks would have... They would get the big car to go south with, put all their stuff in the back in the trunk and everything, and last the winter time down in Florida with it.
And as soon as they get the car off that car carrier, They get on a multi-lane highway. It's into the left lane, and that's where they park.
Yeah. Well, nothing changes. That's for sure. Oh, well. By the way, I don't know if you heard about this, the encampment of at Columbia University now. And by the way, there's something in my history list that's going to come up later. Once again, on this day in history, Columbia University back in the 60s and 70s, it was almost every day, it seemed, and now they're in it again. The Columbia student group called Gaza Solidarity Encampment has now decided to, this is at Washington, University of Washington announced that the Gaza Solidarity Movement Encampment, we're going to cancel it for now because there were too many white people. They forgot to add a coalition of groups of people that they wanted to appeal to, like Muslim, Palestinians, Arab students, and everybody showed up was all white. Says no, we can't do this.
Yeah, we need more DEI in protests.
Yeah, I mean, my God, wait. I mean, they aren't organizing really like they used to. Although they're trying, they're sure trying. But what a bunch of nonsense.
Well, I mean, if I was in a hiring position, and I'm not, but. Well, I mean, I could be if I was looking for a financial advisor, somebody to tweak my document. If they went to Columbia, forget it. If they went to Harvard, forget it. I want nothing to do with you unless you can show me in the last 6 months that you publicly renounced this. douche nozzle education.
I wonder whether there's going to be, in fact, whether this may lead to an actual backlash after all these days. And again, with the administration trying to forgive all the loans for taking gender studies and all this kind of stuff, I wonder finally whether parents who have, 10, 12, 14, 15-year-old kids are saying to themselves, all right, now, wait a minute. I don't really want to have this as an experience when my kid goes to college for $80,000.
Kimmer, it's happening.
Yeah, I think it is.
What is my computer yapping about here? Shut the hell up, computer.
Time to board the plane.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you're at the airport?
No. No, but I'm very much afraid that if I try to silence this POS, that it's going to cut me off
I don't care, but it's just a girl's voice in the background.
Oh, you don't care?
I don't care.
Is that how...
No, it's fine. There's no such thing as anything.
You are today?
No, not at all. I'm telling you, nothing bothers me. I don't give. It's live radio. If you started farting or burped or something, I say, boy, there you go. I don't care. If it's live radio, it's actually happening and it's real. It's not.
Well, if I do that, it's going to be to the tune of Under the Double Eagle. I'm one of the few people that can pass gas that melodically.
Well, my mother used to be able to burp Mary Had a Little Lamb, so I don't know.
You know who can really burp? I mean, it sounds like tearing canvas. I hate to say it, but it's my dear daughter.
Oh, really?
Oh, my goodness. She can clear out a restaurant.
Got a set of adenoids on her, does she?
I mean, she can shut down a pacemaker across the restaurant.
Well, I better not be in the room, man, because I'm wearing one.
You have a pacemaker?
It's a CD. It's an IC. It's an ICD. Device implanted in my chest, over my heart. And if I get, if my heart arrhythmia gets, I don't have it, but if it ever happens like that, it'll shock me. And in fact, when I asked the doctor when he put it in, it's a surgery years ago, it lasts for like 15 years or something. And I said, well, how do you know whether it goes off? And he says, oh, normally they just wake up on the floor. I said, okay. And back, it actually does, it keeps track of every heartbeat for 24 hours a day, every second for 20. And when I get it checked once a year, and they put a thing over my neck, and they test it, and they show every single heartbeat and whether I had like a 3-second thing that happened, which is very common. It shows me, 4 weeks ago you had one, and then 3 months ago you had like a 4-second thing. And I'm going, oh, my God, every heartbeat.
Did you get that implant before or after you got that other implant downstairs?
Well, the second one would have made the first one. If I had the first one, it wouldn't have made any difference. So, and at this stage, it wouldn't have made a difference to get one tomorrow. So,
You know what? Do you use a CPAP?
No, I should, because I have to sleep on my side. If I sleep on my back, I'm going to wake up choking like I'm drowning.
Well,
so I know I have that. I know I have what you have.
I had a CPAP. I had a sleep test.
Yeah.
Probably 20 years ago, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been asthmatic all my life. And, so the sleep doctor said, you know what? You stop breathing over 100 times an hour.
An hour?
And an hour. 141. I remember the number. I stopped breathing. And he said, you have to wear a CPAP or you are.
You'll die. Yeah, you'll die.
And he said, now, right now, that idea sounds horrific to you. but if I came to you the next day and tried to take it away from you, you'd fight me to keep me.
I believe it.
Well, so I wear it. It bothers me none. I sleep like a baby. And then these TV commercials come out. And I, this really gets on my nerves.
Oh, is this the one about where you have it like a button or something? You don't have to do anything anymore or something like that?
Yeah. And I think that TV commercial is killing people. And let me tell you why I say that. Because they depict people using a CPAP mask. They make them look like an octopus has attached itself to their face.
Jet fighter pilot or something.
It makes it look miserable. It's a complete fabrication on what these people are doing. And I got inspired. You know what? Do you know that takes surgery? They implant something in your chest for that?
I did not know.
And then you have this little remote, and you have you. How long would it take you to lose that remote?
Yeah. And then what? Yeah.
I know. And then what? And so I think that these Inspire commercials are actually costing people lives. Look, people, if you need a sleep study, if you need a CPAP, get one. It's going to save your life, and it is not a torture device.
I can't sleep on my back. I would love to sleep on my back and with my left arm over my forehead. When I get to bed, that's the first thing I do. And then I remember, oh, no, you can't. You got to sleep on your side, which is fine because I'm comfortable with it. But, again, I can't sleep on my back because I'll choke to death.
I am definitely a side sleeper.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, but the bedroom's got to be cold.
I used to like a cold bedroom, but I get up so many times during the night, I freeze by the time I get back to bed. So I can't do that anymore. I wear socks and sweatpants to bed, for God's sakes.
What, do you get up in the wee hours of the morning?
Yeah, 3 or 4. I'm up at least at 2 and then 4 and then I get out of bed finally around 5:30.
Like Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, no, it's true. Time to make the donuts. You know, 2:15 is probably the latest I've ever been able to not.
I keep the bedroom at night down at 68 degrees.
That's cold. That's chilly.
I love it.
Well, you may. If you stay under the covers, you do. Yeah, but not if you're getting up 3 times a night, you wouldn't.
Well, you know, then wear a diaper.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Oops, I crap my pants.
Or a catheter. Just hang a bag on your nightstand.
Easy solutions both there, Neil. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, really, every guy ought to know. You know, it's a survival skill. Every guy ought to know how to insert a catheter.
Well, no, I didn't. No, believe me, I. Yeah. And nobody, you know, inserting it is one thing. Pulling it out is even worse.
You know, when I had my hip surgery, hip replacement, the next morning, these lovely ladies came in to remove my catheter. And I said, why is it going to take you 2? And she said, watch. And so one of them was pulling it out while the other one was standing behind her, wrapping it up.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Quite long.
Oh, brutal. Yeah. Oh, well, no, I don't know. Let's see. What else is going on?
Well, you know, the space guys wear them.
Oh, yeah, they have to, absolutely. I mean, I had to have one when I've had surgery and stuff, so it's, you know, but again, it's just, I even hate the word.
Well, catheter. I tell you, it all depends on who the doctor has come in and pull it out.
Well, even so, I don't care if it's, you know, if it's.
You okay?
I'm fine now.
by the way, that's a good line for somebody. I pulled into a parking lot, and the people next to me, they pulled in right on the line, and they, you know, they made it impossible. And this guy said, "You got a problem?" And I turned, I turned around and looked at him and said, "Sir, are you okay?" And he looked at me and said, "Yeah." I said, "Good." And I turned around and walked on into the restaurant. And I told Don, "It works. If somebody's mouthing off at you, just look at them and say, 'Are you okay?'"
That kind of freaks them out, that's for sure.
It does.
I love it.
It disarms them. I'm Don has taken me to an early dinner now. And
oh,
I'm
really?
Drink.
Outstanding. Yeah. Well, I hope you enjoy the meal, and a hug from all of us to your sweet bride, and we'll talk to you again next week, and have a great weekend. Neil, be careful out there in that big 7-bedroom house on freaking wheels, too, okay?
Yeah, right. I'll try to be on time next Thursday.
No, anytime you get here is fine. Honestly, I don't care one way. Anytime you get here is fine. You tell us when you want, and you're on. That's
okay,
a camera
don't
move.
Don't get any on you.
All right, look out, man. Neil Bortz right here. Thanks, Neil. 429, Kimmer, Pete, and Flounder. Let her rip Friday. Look out.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app.
In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps $5 minimum balance required.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Sir Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.